Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
From WGN Radio Sports, Kevin Powell is here. You hear him a lot on Ro Khan's show with Anna DeVlantis in the afternoon. Hi, KP.
Took 4 hours and 55 minutes. It was the longest postseason game in Wrigley Field history, John.
Our news click says, why are they out? Pitching, hitting, managing, or we just weren't good enough. What's your answer?
Well, when you get shut out or score one run or less in about a quarter of your games in a season, you're going to run into some trouble, John. 40 games this year, they scored just one run or were shut out. So it's been an up-and-down season for the offense all year. And what happened in the two biggest games of the season? Two runs in 25 innings?
13 and 9 is 22.
22 innings. Two runs, John, in the two biggest games of the year. It felt this entire season sort of felt kind of like it felt a little odd because, yes, they won 95 games. For much of the year, they were in first place. They had at least a share of first place since mid-July, and then they lose it on the last day. It's ripped away by the Brewers. The whole time, even when they had the best record in the National League, it just felt like they weren't even playing their best baseball. So I guess if you want a positive spin here, it's that they won 95 games. They had a chance to win their third straight division
without
title.
Without ever really being on their game.
Without Yu Darvish. Without Chris Bryant for much of the year. And Chris Bryant never looked good when he came back from his shoulder. His shoulder clearly was bothering him.
Rizzo was up and down.
Brandon Morrow missed the end of the year. So all those things considered, and it still came down to a tiebreaker and then a wild card. But these are the games, John, over the past few years with the Cubs, we've been used to them winning these types of games.
But we're the come-from-behind team. I mean, it's interesting because if you say, what was the Cubs like this year? I'd say, you know, up and down. But this is the year was a lot of fun because we always came from behind and won after being down. But your point about one-fourth of our games being one- or zero-run games is the year the offense went AWOL. And it's funny because you always worry about pitching. Our pitching wasn't bad in the last few games.
It was outstanding. And everyone can be mad at the bullpen and the bullpen this and the bullpen that. Please, the bullpen's ERA was near the best for most of the season. The starters over the final month were outstanding. Without them, they would have been in a lot of trouble.
What happened with Javi Baez? I was texting back and forth with my son and with my brother last night about the game. And I said, if I'm in Colorado, I am losing my mind when Javi Baez comes around. And they want to maybe, it would have been a difficult double play because he's about to collide with the runner. But if he wanted to try, I think all he had to do was try and make the effort to throw the ball. Their third baseman, you know the play.
Nolan Arenado. Oh, where they hugged each other?
Yeah, and then Javi kind of grabs him around. And the guy, I know exactly what was happening. This is my view of it anyway, that he knew he wasn't going to get a double play.
Right.
Javi, you're out. Okay, so we'll just stall here. And rather than fall down or get all testosterone-y, we'll just hug it out and we're good. But if he had thrown a fit, if he had sold that he was impeded, I think it's a double play. I think it's interference.
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the press box, that wasn't even a conversation. I think everyone that saw it live was just sort of like, we realized that they kind of did this dancing act.
Violetta, did you get a text message on your phone?
I did. It came a little bit late. I was a little disappointed.
I got mine before you, and we're in the same room.
Yeah, because I'm like, Kim, I didn't get it. I didn't get it.
What did it say?
It just said presidential alert. And let me pull it up.
We have to call it a presidential alert. I mean, of all presidencies, do we have to call it a presidential alert?
It looks a lot like when you get a Amber Alert. You know, it's just a gray background with the triangle with the exclamation point in
it.
And it just says, this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action required. No action needed.
But it says presidential alert also.
Right.
You know, which means like something bad could happen. Sad.
Sponsored by Trump Hotels.
I know.
But you want to know where the message came from.
Democrats are losers.
If someone's sending you a message, you want to know who's telling you it.
Why does it have to be presidential? It's coming from FEMA.
It's coming from the United States government.
Right.
It's coming from the White House.
I am the government.
I know. I'm surprised it almost doesn't say presidential Trump alert.
We didn't have a little orange-faced emoji or something.
A bunch of losers are coming after us. It's an emergency.
you know, maybe a little orange fire tornado, something to indicate that it's
this
coming
is the
from.
Best alert you'll ever get.
Some are saying that was the most well-executed alert system in the history of man.
A lot of people say that if I was in charge, we wouldn't have presidential problems.
It is kind of weird, though. It was at the top of my screen. Normally, I get my alerts in the middle.
Mine was in the middle. Oh.
Okay, so it looks like everything went smoothly, and America is safe. This is a test
this
of the
is
national.
Huge. No, we're safe, everybody.
No action is needed, it says at the bottom. All right.
You know where action is needed, John?
Oh, man, now back to sports.
The Cubs personnel. I'm really interested. Theo Epstein's going to talk to in about 2 or 3 hours here, and he's got a lot of questions to answer, John. The Cub fans have wanted Joe Maddon to be fired even after they won the World Series. Right now,
you think he overmanaged us in the playoffs, the pitching and the...
Sometimes. I thought last night he managed a great game. I really do. I mean,
what about
all
the game
things
before?
Considered.
I didn't think we needed to pull our pitcher after 65. Was it last night or the night before?
Two nights before the Jose Quintana. I thought in that moment, I was okay with it. I thought he managed very well the past 2 days. He's not going to get fired. I'm telling everybody that right now. He's got one more year on his contract. If things don't go well next year, you could see some changes. But when it comes to the actual players, I'm really curious to see how drastic the changes are. What about guys like Albert Almora, Kyle Schwarber, Ian Happ, guys that are sort of fringe, not really starters every day, but they also still have kind of a lot of hope for these guys?
Well, put it this way. Who are the untouchables? Rizzo? Bryant?
Baez.
Contreras?
Yes, he
three.
Is. Even though Contreras had a down year in the second half, they still view him as one of the best catchers. They're not going to trade him. So
we love that guy. Love the fire.
Love the fire. Had a really bad second half, though.
Baez. So the corners, shortstop, and the catcher.
Zobrist isn't going to go anywhere because he's got one more year on his deal. They love him. It's totally worth keeping him.
Jason Hayes.
Hamels, we'll see. We'll see if they pick up an option. They can go a lot of different routes. I wouldn't be shocked if they bring Hamels back.
Hayward,
the only way he wouldn't be back is if they traded him. And I don't know if anybody's going to take that contract. If you traded him, it means the Cubs are going for Bryce Harper. Because then you got a gap in right field. If all of a sudden they traded Jason Hayward and somebody somehow took his deal, which is still a big one, I think it's going to be very tough to find a taker for Jason Hayward. But if they did, that would tell me they were actually going all in on Bryce Harper.
Would you say job one is a closer?
No, because I think you have Brandon Morrow. If he's healthy, he's fine. He was lights out before he got hurt. I think here's my to-do list for Theo Epstein and company. One, figure out the offensive inefficiencies. Crazy head-scratching stuff this year with the offense, Sean. Two, you need some power arms in the bullpen. Swing and miss guys. A lot of the guys in the bullpen were pitched to contact. They weren't dominant. I mean, look at Rockies yesterday. Ottavino, that guy had some nasty stuff. He was striking everybody out. So add some bullpen arms. Fix the offense and get healthy. Chris Bryant needs to get healthy. Yu Darvish needs to get healthy, and Brandon Morrow needs to get healthy.
I wish that little tiny speedster we got, Al Gore.
Terrence Gore.
I wish that he had not swung on that last pitch, because then he would have been on first, and if he's on first, he's on second.
Exactly.
And then we got a chance to win that.
Yeah, game. Yeah. A lot of people were frustrated. He swung at a full count. I was surprised he swung at all. I'm surprised Joe Maddon said, look, you go up there, you try to bunt twice, and then put the bat on your shoulder.
At full count, even though everybody knows all they got to do is throw a strike, and this guy will be out.
Strikes on the size of a 10-year-old little leaguer.
I would have pulled him aside and said, I don't care if it's right down the heart of the plate. You are not swinging. You are not, because you can't hit anyway. Do not swing the bat. He swung up all four.
The only thing I would maybe question about Joe Maddon's managing, Terrence Gore remained in the game and left. Maddon could have found a way where Schwarber stayed in the game and played left, and he would have had two more at bats. That was the only thing, and you kind of have to go back and look at how it all shook out, but that was maybe the only thing I really kind of questioned from Maddon last night.
Our news click at WGNradio.com. It's on my Facebook page, too. I'm WGN King John. Asks you, why are the Cubs out of the playoffs? You got four options, and you're going to vote for...
The offense.
Offense. You think why are we out of the playoffs? Hitting, pitching... managing, or we just weren't that good.
Hitting
was
pitching was outstanding.
All right. Nice to see you, my friend.
You too. Thanks for having me.
We'll listen for you a little later on.